Now, understand that when we have arrived at a place to where the personality is so in itself a spiritual creature, and that, my friend, is what a mystic is. A true living mystic is one whose personality is on equal ground with its spirit. They are both integrated. There are no enemies and no shadows. They are the same creature. That's a mystic. The personality is bold, brave, clean, clear, righteous in the mirror image of its Holy Spirit. Personality has become that living mirror of the Holy Spirit. That is what we call a righteous, the right use of incarnation. Now, that is a holy being. Now, we have people in this audience that have wonderful spirits, but lousy personalities. Those are the ones we say that have good intentions but never follow through with them. We have students in here that have great personalities but have no room for the Holy Spirit. They're charismatic. They're intellectual. They can talk, but they can't do. There is nothing coming through the vessel. But when we have a true mystic in the midst, a great one is so balanced that their personality is their Holy Spirit. We call that clarity. So now, let's go back to why can't we indulge ourselves in the past and be a master? Because when we move to our past, when you move to it, you move back into an emotional body that creates an emotional body. It's an addiction. When you move backwards, you are moving backwards for emotion's sake. Now, a master does not have a past because these are the things that don't exist in the reality of a master. A master is not dishonest. A master is not a thief. A master is not a diplomat, which means they're not a hypocrite. A master is not a liar. The truth is as it is seen. A master is not a manipulator. Write all of these down. Master Gerola, write them down. Discuss them here, because we're going to look at how these play into a little protein called peptides from the seventh seal, and what they do to the body, and why a past is not worth having. Liar. Creative truth. Now, what are all of these saying? A master is not what? Now, a master is truth. You know, you've heard the saying that know the truth and it'll set you free. It's very important. Free from what? Free from emotions. We're going to understand that in a moment. What other things are we going to know? If we are free from emotions, then we are unattached. If we are unattached, we have no past. If we have no past, we're in the present. If we're in the present, we have clarity. That is a master. You turn to your neighbor and explain that.